Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV, where Christ and culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about, do you really know yourself? And we're coming from the book of life. So grab your journals. Y'all, I woke up with my throat kind of scratchy, so if I sound a little different, that's why. But we are on the last day of the October 8th, so it don't matter. We're going to get it done by any means necessary. And I'm so excited for today's episode because this is going to feel like a little girl talk, girl chat. Like, I don't know if y'all know, but my favorite episodes are the ones where we come from the book of life because I love giving you guys just examples that apply to us today. Like, the Bible is everything. It's the living word, but it's nothing like giving you an example of something that has probably happened to you or a conversation or a situation that you're probably in right now. I feel like that just hits different. So as for today's word, do you really know yourself? Me and my best friend was having a conversation yesterday, and I'm gonna put y'all in our business a little bit, and I know y'all gonna love that because y'all a little nosy or whatever. So me and my best friend was talking yesterday, and we were talking about the previous season of our life, like in college when we used to go out to the club. And I was telling her why I no longer go to clubs, and it has everything to do with my relationship with God and what God showed me about me when I get in the club settings. So one thing that God made me realize is, like, y'all know how they say, like, womanizers. I could definitely say that me before Christ, when I was in that environment, I was a manizer. And what I mean by that is, like, the season of my life where I went to the club, there was always some guy there that I either dated or that wanted to date me that was just gonna do whatever I wanted him to do. Like, and the fact that I'm in college in Miami, I'm in class with the promoters. So whenever I did go out, I never had to stand in line. I would walk to the front of whatever club, and the promoters know me. Somebody know me from school or know me just from Instagram or something. So they gonna let me in. Soon as they letting me in, they letting all my friends in. We got a wristband. They gonna take us to a section. Like, the section already set up and everything. It's drinks. They gonna bring out some chicken wings and fries. Like, whatever. We mind y'all, I've never drunk. Like, I've never been the one to drink, but I would still require that because my friends like to drink. So you gonna constantly bring us out bottles. You gonna constantly bring us out food. You're gonna make sure we got a section, ain't nobody touching us or bumping into us. Like, this is just the standard, and that's how it was every time I went out. And I wasn't with these guys or nothing, they just wanted my attention, so they would do whatever to get my attention. So once I started my relationship with Christ, he took that desire out of me, and it was multiple reasons why he took it out of me. One, even though the guys that like you in the club be doing whatever you want, they be keep coming over there, and it's just like, baby, just bring the bottle, bring the food, and go about your night. Like, don't be sitting over here like we together, because we not, okay? You got me in the section, you got me in the door, now go about your business. So one, that would be annoying. Two, even if you in a section, sometimes the club's so small that, like, people steady bumping you, people steady walking by you. And God showed me that was a trigger for me as well, because if I'm in a club setting and somebody bumped me or breast past me, like, immediately I'm on guard, like, because who are you bumping? And, like, now my attitude flaring up. Y'all know I already had a slick mouth, so it's just like, it's no telling what could go on if somebody bumped me in a club. So God had to show me, like, one, that's a trigger, because that could lead to you acting in a way that's not how I called you to be. That's not what I called you to do. Like, who are you to be in an argument or, you know, possibly about to fight somebody in a club? Like, that's so below you. So that was one of the things that God showed me that comes with being in that environment. The next thing he showed me is that, yes, these guys are doing all of this trying to get your attention, but they want something out of it. And you know you're not going to give them anything out of it, but they're doing it, and it's feeding your flesh because it's a form of attention. And that could easily be like a Jezebel spirit. So I'm just like, dang, that's good. So he showed me that as well. And then once I got in a relationship, it's just like, you shouldn't want that from outside men anyways. That's not something that you should crave. So don't even put yourself in that environment. That's something that God showed me, that certain environments trigger certain parts of you. So it's like, me in the club setting, I automatically feel like I shouldn't have to pay for anything. I shouldn't have to do for anything. I'm just a princess and all I should have to do is exist. Like literally when I think of the club, that's what my mind instantly goes to. And it's like, so how are you not going to have to pay or do for anything? It's going to be the men. So God showed me, he's like, this is what this environment brings out of you. It's just like, you're going to do what I want you to do. You're going to bring me what I want to have. And that's just what it's going to be. But God said, that's not who I called you to be. That's not the type of lifestyle that I've called you to have. That's not the environment that I want you in, because I know the part of your flesh that it triggers. So God showed me, he said, you have to know what each environment brings out of you, whether it's the guys catering to you and boosting up your pride and your ego, because that's all it is boosting and adding to my pride and my ego of I need to have my way. And I know I don't like you. I know I'm not going to leave with you. I know I'm not going to be with you, but you're still doing what I want you to do. So you're feeding my flesh. Whether it's that or whether it's being in that environment and possibly getting into it with another female and possibly something starting. And it's just like, now you're known as the girl that was fighting in the club. Granted, I was never known as that, but I'm just saying God showed me like it can lead to that, because that type of setting has that type of energy. And I was telling this to my best friend and I said, ultimately, the club is the devil's playground. That's what it is. It's the devil's playground. And whether it's him trying to get you to be seduced or into lust and temptation with a man, or whether he's trying to cause an altercation with a woman, there's so much that can go on in that setting that can mock the ministry that God is trying to birth out of you. Now, I'm not saying that God has called everybody to start a ministry or have a ministry, but as for me, I know that that's my portion. I know that that's my anointing. I know that that's what he has over my life. And I literally said to her, what did it look like Christian being in the club with somebody? Like what? Or the Christian man in the club and this girl bumped me and now somebody got me on TikTok acting a fool in the club. Like, no, that would literally make a mockery out of the ministry that God is birthing through me, out of everything that God is producing in me. That environment does not produce fruits that add on to or uplift what God is birthing through me in this world. So I was telling her, I was like, you have to know yourself. And I know the version of me that I become when I'm in the club. Now, I've never been in a fight or anything like that in the club, because I always had a section. However, I definitely was having men do whatever I want them to do because they want my attention. And that also isn't a godly characteristic. It could easily be Jezebel. So God showed me all these things in the beginning of my walk. And that's what led to me saying, like, I don't do clubs. I don't do clubs. And it's not because I'm judging people who do clubs. It's not because I'm judging the environment. It's just I know who I become in that setting. And I'm definitely a brat. Like, that's just what it comes down to. I become a brat and it's just like, bring out everything for me and my friends in attitude on 1000. I'm gonna let y'all get in our business a little bit more. We were talking about this because my best friend went out to like this little lounge. It was like a little patio lounge or whatever, but she saw a guy that she used to date there. And it's just like, I don't really want him to have access to me. And I was like, that's another thing that comes with being in that type of environment. We have to remember that as God calls us and we begin to walk in our purpose and we begin to elevate to who God is calling us to be, we're set apart. So being that you're set apart, you shouldn't just be in any old environment, especially not an environment that you used to be in before you start walking in your purpose. Because now it takes away, like, it's like God doesn't want us to look down on others. But when God sets you apart, you are different from others. You are on another standard of life. He elevates you higher and you must carry yourself as such. So it's just like, why is your pearls in an environment with pigs? Why is your pearls in an environment where it could be thrown all over, stepped all over? No, you have to know that you are the son or the daughter of a king and he has certain environments that's going to water what he's birthing through you. So you have to ask yourself, before I go in this environment, what part of me is it watering? What part of me is it birthing? When I get in this setting, when I get around these people, what part of me is coming to the forefront? Is it the anointed part of me? Is it the part of me that's walking in who God has called me to be? Or is it the part of me that used to be? Is it the old version of me that used to like this setting? And I think it's okay because, oh, you know, I haven't been in a while, so I'm gonna just go. No, what part of you is this environment watering? Is it adding to who God is calling you to be? Or is it taking away from who God is calling you to be? You literally have to ask yourself that before you make a decision to go somewhere. So when you figure that part out, you have to remember that every part of that environment is going to either add to who God is calling you to be or is going to take away from who God is calling you to be. So you have to ask yourself, When I go here, who am I going to become? When I leave this setting, what do I feel like? Do I feel like I've done more of God's will, or do I feel like I done backslide a little bit? Or because the thing is, one or two things can happen when you go to an old environment. You can feel like, dang, this is so fun. I remember why I used to come here. And now you want to start going even more. And that's how people end up backsliding. You taste it one time. You experienced it one time. You do it one time. And you remember how it made your flesh feel. So now your flesh begins to crave you more. Or two, you can go to that old environment and then you could feel like I shouldn't even been there, or something could happen, like, because there was like a fight that almost broke out and I was just like, yeah, like that's not even your setting. You're not even called to be around that, for real. You shouldn't even be around that. Like, I know I would never go to that simply because I'm not called there, but also look at what happened when you go there. And that's not somewhere where God would want you to be, because it does not reflect the will and the steps and the plan that he has for your life. So when you choose to go in certain environments, that's an old environment that you used to be in, one of those two things can happen. You can begin to miss it. And now next thing you know, you're going every week and you're backsliding slowly but gradually. Or two, you can realize I should have never been there. Whether it's just you thinking that, or whether it's something that happened that caused you to realize this is not even my setting anymore. This is not even my crowd anymore. This is not even my environment anymore. And it all comes down to, do you really know yourself? You have to ask yourself, who do I become when I get in that setting? Who do I become when I get in that environment? Who do I become when I get around those people? And does that version of me reflect or add to the version of me that God is calling me to be? I said to my best friend, I said, girl, if you was never there, he would have never even had time to be talking that. I said to my best friend, girl, if you was never there, he would have never even had time to run into you. My exes wish they could run into me in an old setting that I used to be in. Baby, the only place you're going to see me is on Instagram. That's it. You're not going to see me nowhere. It's not going to happen. So today I wanted to encourage you guys to really think about, who are you really? And before you make a decision to go anywhere, ask yourself, who does this environment cause me to be? What version of me does this environment birth out of me? And I know this isn't our typical podcast where I have the scripture, but this is a word from the book of life, because as we're ending the October 8th, I want you to go through October learning yourself. Because a lot of people ask me, how do you stay consistent on your walk with God? How do you not backslide? How do you not backslide? How do you make it look so easy? Because I spend a lot of time learning myself. And I think to myself, if I do this, is this adding to or taking away from who God is calling me to be? If I go in this setting, is it going to trigger a part of my flesh and make that? Because the flesh is weak. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So all it takes is one word. All it takes is one environment. All it takes is one event. And here go the flesh crawling up. You have to be intentional about the decisions that you make, because it's already hard starving your flesh on a day to day. Don't put yourself in an environment that's going to make it even harder for you. If you know that it's easy for you to get sucked into your ex or sucked into those friends, don't go to places that you think they'll be. You have to decide to be disciplined. You have to decide to be strong and make decisions that add to the version of you of who God is calling you to be. And the more you do that, the easier it will be to walk in that. I don't crave going to the club. When I first stopped, I did used to see my friends out and be like, dang, they like they having so much fun. But now, baby, I don't think twice about it, because every day I chose to feed the version of me that God is calling me to be. So now my body doesn't even crave that environment. The flesh knows that that's not what it's going to get from me, so it doesn't even crave that. Now say I did decide to go to the club and I had a blast, I had a ball, it was no fights that broke out, I ain't run into no exes, I wasn't telling no guys to do what I want them to do, say I did that, then my mind or my body or my flesh would convince me that it's okay to do it again. No, because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And if you give the flesh a taste, it's going to crave more. So it's important for you to know what things, what settings, and what people cause you to backslide. What things, what settings, or what people trigger your flesh. Feeds the fleshy part of you. You have to know what is your personal stumbling block. That's the issue a lot of times. People worry about other people's stumbling blocks. You shouldn't be wearing this. You shouldn't be listening to this. You telling me not to listen to Lil Baby. Listening to secular music was never my stumbling block. It was being in the club, getting whatever I want at whatever time I want. That was one of my stumbling blocks. That's why I don't go to the club. So you have to know yourself. Know what you struggle with. Know what part of life or what environments feed the flesh and trigger a part of you that God has called you from. But the only way you're going to know what that stumbling block is, the only way is to really know yourself. So that's my question for you today. Do you really know yourself? And if you know yourself, then make sure you're choosing people, places, and things that feed the part of you that God is calling for. So for the rest of October, I got a challenge for you. For the rest of October, I challenge you to sit down and write down the parts of you that do not align with the word of God or who God is calling you to be. And then when you write down those parts of you, like I had to sit down and realize, okay, pride, ego, being big-headed, feeling like I'm better than because I'm skipping a line and I'm going to the front and I'm looking at the girls that don't got a section like they're less than. Like I knew that was my, I already told you I was the mean girl. And being in that environment just fed that part of me even more. So I had to sit down and realize like this is not okay. And these characteristics do not align with the word of God. So my challenge for you for the month of October is to sit down and write out the parts of you or the characteristics of you that do not align with the word of God. And after you figure that out, I want you to think about what settings or environments feed that version of you. What people feed that version of you. What things feed that version of you. It might even be social media. Maybe you need to take a break from social media because it's feeding your pride and your ego. What versions or parts of you feed that part, feed those characteristics that do not align with the word of Christ? And then after you do that and you spend time really getting to know yourself, it'll make it easier for you to choose what environments you're going to be in and what people you're going to be around. And that will help you not backslide. So today's seed is the figuring out me seed. I'm figuring out me. I'm going to take the time to figure out me and the parts of me that do not align with my calling and my destiny. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to figure out me. I'm going to figure out the parts of me that feed my flesh and water down my spirit. I'm going to figure out the parts of me that feed what the world will want me to be versus what God's will is for me. I'm figuring out me. And you can sow the figuring out me seed to $TheChristianBay or PayPal ZellaTheChristianBay@gmail.com. I'm figuring out me. That's the challenge for the month of October. We're going to do some self-reflection because it's more than you just hearing the word on the Christian Bay podcast and applying it. Sometimes you have to get to the root and dig it up. I had to realize, girl, you enjoy having these men do whatever you want to do because you lack the father figure in your life. So it's like it was filling a void and it was just fun for me. But it's just like they're actually trying to pursue you. Like you're really playing with people's feelings. It's nothing fun or cute about that. I had to sit down and figure out me. Like, where does this come from? It's feeding a lack that I had because my dad died. So you have to sit down and really figure out you and figure out what is this environment feeding and what is the flesh craving and where does that come from? Figuring out me. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on this podcast. Thank you for allowing us to finish the October 8th. Father God, you have given us so much word and fresh revelation in the month of October, and we appreciate it so much. But I'm most appreciative for this last episode, Father God, because it is going to challenge all of my bays, male or female, to take a deep dive into them. Father God, everything starts in the heart. Your word says the ways of a man flows from his heart. We are doing a heart work in this episode, and we are figuring out us so that we can make better daily decisions to be who it is that you've called us to be, Father God. Today, I pray that you uproot any cravings in all of us or any desires in all of us that do not align with the version of us that you've called us to be, that do not align with the steps that you have ordered for us, that do not align with your will that you have for us. Father God, we want to live according to your plan and your prosperity that you have attached to our name. And we understand that there's a version of us that we must become. So Father God, today we sow the figuring out me seed so that we can figure out what environments we need to be in to grow into the version of you that you're calling us to. What environment or what people do we need to be around so that we can get poured into, so that we can walk out our purpose, Father God? I pray today that you allow a deep diving to be done in each and every person under the sound of my voice so that they know how to position themselves for their purpose, so that they know how to position themselves for the promise that you have over their lives, Father God. Remove any desires, remove any distractions, remove any parts of their life that feed their flesh and allow their spirit to rise up to the great woman or man of God that you have called them to be. Father God, today we sow the figuring out me seed and we step deeper into our destiny, and we ask you to help us be bold and be disciplined to become the version of us that you have called us to be. Father God, we love you and we'll forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Christian Bay TV and podcast. I'll talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye.